It's time to connect. One of the things that really connects people since the dawn of time is stories. And we all have unique ways of telling our stories. For each one of these categories that we've been discussing, I want you to think about and have a little story that helps connect people to what you're trying to express. Stories have such power. I tell a story how I used to be like Pigpen. I had a Pigpen problem. And so we're gonna use the Pigpen problem, and I like alliteration. We're gonna use these three P's to help us craft our stories, how to go from Pigpen to Oprah. So this is my little story cheat sheet to help you get connected in your stories. First, what's the possibilities, right? We have our three P's in our Pigpen problem. I knew I had a light inside and it was dying to get out and dying to be expressed. But the pain of it, so we have the possibilities. The possibility is the light being expressed wholly, fully, and completely in the world. What is it that you want to share and express? What are the possibilities that's available by partaking in your mission? By partaking in that, yes, what's possible? Then the pain, right? What is the pain or the challenge when you're not present to it, when you're not expressing it? How do you connect? Really feel into this. Don't step over this part. It's so potent. The pain of what's happening when you're not living that message, when you're not on purpose. How does that work? And then the path. So after we've started off with our possibilities and we've dealt with the pain, we're going to start taking people on a path, on a journey with us, on the steps. After we've hit the depths of the pain, it's time to head up the path to the powerful places that we want to go. We're heading towards that dream of being Oprah, or whatever that dream is for you and your people. So as you follow this, what we're looking for next is a victory. Yes, we want to celebrate. We want to say, hey, I had a victory over the past. And now I have this victory over the past. These were the steps that I took to get here. And then you celebrate it inside your story. I got here. I found my path. I got back on the stage and I started sharing myself. And then my light was getting out there. And you too can do this as well. So that's how we tie back the story of what we're sharing. We have our Pigpen problem, our possibilities, our pain, and our path, the steps to get us to that V for victory over the past so that we can get to the Oprah, to get to where we want to go. And then we share it. And this is how we got here from point A to point B. That's my cute little simple how to craft a story that can connect. While we're connecting and telling stories, the things that are important to remember is that for everything that you are communicating, there are different words and different languages depending on the topic that you're sharing. For example, if we're talking about our belief systems and we're connecting a story inside our belief systems, when we're talking to specific people, we have to use specific language that relates to them. For example, I have a client who's creating a prayer leader group, and it deals with Kabbalah and Judaism. So he's going to use terms like the Sefirot, which deals with the Kabbalah, but only his community are going to understand those words. I have another person who is creating a devotional in dealing with her beliefs. It's a different term, still talking about spirituality, but it's a different language and terms based on the community that she exists in. So think about the words that connect with your beliefs. What are the words that your community all use together? It's a place to have common language. sometimes we think we're speaking to everybody and we're using common words, but we're not. So don't forget to check in and listen to the stories within your community and share your stories using very great language that connects inside these stories. Also, when telling a story, you want to have visual images. You want to have senses. We talked about how we're expressing ourselves in different ways. Well, if you're taking a moment to put your dig your toes into the dirt as you feel the grains of dirt covering over your toes and the cool scents as you connect with the earth and the energy goes down, those descriptive words help bring presence to your stories. So don't forget to use great descriptive words, adjectives, action words, active things that help have your story move forward. So just to give a quick recap what we're talking about in stories, use a language that's common for the people that you are telling the stories to. That's number one. Number two, very descriptive words help send people to where you want to take them with great adjectives. And last but not least, active words in the story to help things move along. So these are some great tools we want to add to our storytelling skills so that we can express and connect, because connection is where the gold is. This is how we inspire and move people to take action, to join us on our mission. So, as we dig in deep, we're going to connect stories to our values. What's a story that shows where you stood for something that you valued? What's a story that shares something important in your belief system that holds you still, that keeps you believing what you believe, why it's so important to you? Connect a story that shares something that you're passionate about, because it lights you up. It's going to light them up too. Share a story, something you discovered, something fun. Connect your stories to different parts of your seven essences. What's an essence? Meredith's a little playful. I got stories about my silly playfulness that can brighten up a day when things get too significant. And then the stories that connect with the mission, with your message. These stories can be things about other people in the world, the things that break your heart. Don't forget to dig and feel the pain. Share what's possible when we change the world. That vulnerability inside your stories connect heart to heart. We are heart-centered leaders. Don't leave your heart out of your stories. And then feel the power of the victory over the past and celebrate it. So, work in your worksheet and see all of the different ways you can craft some little stories, even if you just need to come up with those five little PowerPoints for each of your stories. So jot them down in the worksheet, and we'll see you for the next one.